Daphne was a young executive on her way up the corporate ladder. She was a blonde bombshell used to getting her own way, and it showed. Years of indulgence had a real impact on her figure, rounding out her thighs and piling inches onto her bust line so that she sported a wildly voluptuous figure. She looked every inch the sex pot, even in her own demure gray business attire. Her tight gray pencil skirt hugged her meaty hips tightly. When she crossed her legs with the slight, soft zipping noise of nylon sliding against one another, the stitches down the sides looked ready to split. Her snug gray jacket and conservative white blouse looked almost inadequate to cover her expansive bosom. She was only 28, and with her rounded face and her light blonde hair pulled back in a girlish ponytail, she looked even younger. But she was fast becoming one of the most feared sharks in the business world due to her ruthless determination to be the biggest and the best at everything. And she was on her way to another success. Daphne strutted her way into Chez Le Boom with the confidence born of success. This restaurant was known to be the swankiest dining spot in town, the place where only the absolute creme de la creme dined. It was ridiculously exclusive, and the owner was known to be a temperamental eccentric. But the food was supposed to be so good that there was a year-long waiting list. Not even the senior partner in her firm could secure a table here. That would discourage even the most arrogant diners, but not Daphne. Daphne briskly shoved her way to the front of the line, pushing clumps of waiting customers aside, and snapped her fingers in the matron's face. "Table for one," she said haughtily, tossing her hair. "And be quick about it. I've got a very important conference call later this evening with the major executives in London and Tokyo, and I don't want to miss it." Said the matron unfazed. A tall, lean man, he stroked his pencil-thin mustache thoughtfully. "And Madame does have a reservation, yes?" "No," said Daphne, "but you'll make room. Let's just say I know people, and I could make things very unpleasant for you if I get anything less than 100% perfect service here." Daphne leaned over the matron's podium, narrowed her eyes, and poked him sharply in the chest. She was positive that her bluff would work. This snooty sneak man had probably seen it all. Bribes, begging, bartering, but outright threats? Nobody had the chutzpah to do that here. Daphne knew that if this worked, her reputation would soar. She had come alone, but she had no doubt that word of her exploits would soon be common knowledge among the city's business elite. The matron opened his mouth to say something, but stopped when a short waiter ran up and pulled on his jacket sleeve. He bent down so that the waiter could whisper excitedly in his ear. His long, sour face broke out in a look of surprise. "But of course, madam," said the matron. "I have just been informed that the owner himself wishes for you to dine here tonight. Compliments of the house." "What?" said Daphne, suddenly shaken, her light blue eyes opening wide. She hadn't expected that. How had the owner learned of her entrance so quickly? He must have waiters all over this place reporting to him minute by minute what was happening in this restaurant. Talk about hands management. The guy must be a control freak. "Francois here will show you to your table." The matron pointed to the little waiter, who bowed deeply. "Follow me, madam." Daphne smirked to herself as she heard the line behind her explode into furious murmurs. No doubt, most of those people had been waiting for hours and had no clue who this plump young woman was that she could get such special treatment. She followed the waiter with an extra swing in her step, her perfect derriere wiggling in her form-fitting skirt, her stiletto heels clacking smartly on the floor. They sat her at a table right smack in the center of the dining room. The waiter looked like he was about to pull out a menu, but Daphne caught him off. She liked to stay in control. "I'll have the business dinner," said Daphne archly, "and don't skimp on the salad. I'll know, and I'm not someone who'll accept anything less than the absolute best." "But, madam, you are our 1,000th customer this year. You have won a most special prize." Daphne rolled her eyes. "Great, I'm sure. Would I win a t-shirt?" "No, madam, perish the thought. Chez Le Boom would never think to give away something as tacky and tawdry as that. You have won a free dinner and a show, A fabulous 5-course dinner prepared by our top chef and first row seating to our evening's exotic entertainment. Daphne tried to conceal her surprise. 6 courses? Free entertainment? Obviously, the owner had heard of her, the rising new star in the business, and was actually trying to impress her. Her mind raced, feverishly calculating just how much she could milk this for. Why, if her co-workers at the office learned that she had gotten the royal treatment here at Chislebium, they'd probably make her CEO.
That's a different story, said Daphne. I'm glad to see you know how to treat your customers.
Good, then let's see this meal. And don't skim, she added, pointing an accusatory finger.
Oh no.
I would not dream of it, madam, said the waiter. I will see that you get the full meal that's coming to you. Minutes later, the waiter placed the first course before Daphne. It was a bowl of deep red soup, chunks of thick meaty sauces floating in a thick creamy brine, topped with a dollop of sour cream. Daphne cocked a skeptical eyebrow. Typical, overly rich Euro crap, full of fatty creams to disguise the overall blandness.
I can't believe they're trying to pass this off as a fancy meal, she thought bitterly. I'll really have some choice words for these jerks when I've done with this.
This soup is actually made from over 20 different kinds of sausage, began the waiter, but Daphne cut him off sharply.
Yes, yes, I'm sure it's just wonderful, she said sarcastically.
She dipped her spoon into it and delicately sipped a taste. She almost fell out of her chair in shock. It was fabulous! She fell into eating immediately. By the third course, the changes in Daphne were obvious. She was getting fatter, growing subtly with each decadent bite. Her breast, already ample C-cups, had swollen up and now resembled a pair of pumpkins struggling for room within the confines of her jacket. Her stomach, too, had grown, rounding out into 3 flabby jelly rolls that tested the bounds of her blouse and the waistband of her skirt. The buttons down her front strained against her big boobs and bloated belly, as slight gas began to appear. At the next table, a couple turned to look at Daphne, smiling insidiously.
"You're filling out quite nicely, aren't you, miss?"
said the male, his face contorted into a nasty leer.
"Yes, you're becoming quite the fat little piggy, aren't you?"
agreed the woman. They both laughed. Daphne didn't react. She didn't even hear them. She was way too intent on this delicious plate of potato dumplings. All drippy and buttery and warm. Daphne was only vaguely aware of what a spectacle she must be, shoveling food into her face. But she was so caught up in the pleasurable sensations that this exquisite food released in her taste buds that she didn't care. She was wholly oblivious to the more insidious changes taking place in her slowly ballooning body, her widening rump and bloating tummy. She leaned back briefly to heave a contented sigh and was startled by the fullness of her own tummy.
Wow, she thought, stunned. This food really is filling. I can't believe how stuffed I am, and this is only the third course. I've still got 3 more courses to go.
Absently, she stabbed another dumpling on her fork and popped it into her mouth. Heavenly! She patted her swollen stomach, a big round dome that pressed tightly against the waistband of her skirt. Her skirt was snug before, but now was hugging her curves so tightly that there were no creases at all in this material, which was stretched to bursting over her hefty thighs. She swallowed the dumpling and felt the savory morsel travel down her throat into her distended abdomen. Sure, she was full, she knew. She should probably stop if she valued her figure, since this rich food was definitely so fattening. But it was all so good, and Daphne was never one to pass up anything that was her due. "Is Madame enjoying her meal?" asked the waiter obsequiously. Daphne grimaced. The truth was that she was, indeed. The food was absolutely spectacular, and she couldn't get enough of it. But she knew better than to ever admit something like that.
"I guess it's adequate," she sneered, "for an establishment of this low caliber."
She waved a chubby hand dismissively, oblivious to the strain her movement put on her puckered jacket buttons.
"Keep it coming. Maybe some of these other courses you promised will be more impressive."
"Very well, madam," said the waiter, placing another tray before her. A beautiful heaping of pasta, piled high with thick meaty sauce and stringy melted cheese. Daphne's stuffed gut gurgled into protests, but Daphne wasn't one to admit defeat. She plunged in with renewed gusto. Daphne was porking up as she ate, her butt expanding into a pair of melon-sized cheeks that strained the stitching of her overly snug skirt. Her jugs inflated slowly, like auto airbags in slow motion, as she crammed more and more food into herself. Amazingly impossible, she looked like she had somehow gained at least 100 pounds over the course of a single dinner. Her big, fat body was pushing her business attire to its limits. Yet, amazingly, it held on. Stitches screaming, buttons groaning for release. It was getting harder to spoon-feed into her chubby cheeks as her soft, round breasts rose before her like a set of inflating pontoons, mounting up and out of the top of her blouse and jacket like bread baking in an oven.